Magdalen College is perhaps the jewel in Oxford University's crown. Here, Gothic architecture in Oxford reached a degree of perfection which it was rarely, if ever, to attain in later years. It was founded originally as Magdalen Hall in 1448 by William Wainfleet and sits next to the Magdalen Bridge spanning the River Cherwell. At its centre is the Cloister Quad, which gives an almost monk-like atmosphere, so different to the busyness of the High Street beyond the city walls. The quad leads into the expansive grounds, which in turn leads to the college's famous deer park. They've had a herd of fallow deer here for over 300 years. During the English Civil War, Oxford was a royalist stronghold and became King Charles I's capital city. The college was an important defence post, and its great tower, which stands at 44 metres high, was used as a vantage point to watch for any approaching enemy. The design of the tower remains a tantalising mystery, but it's one of the best places to spot a gargoyle. Gargoyles are carved stone grotesques, are usually designed with a spout to convey water away from the building's edge. Take a look along the tower's edge. It is also the scene of one of Oxford's great traditions, the May morning celebrations. For hundreds of years, Magdalen's choristers have ascended to the Great Tower at an unearthly hour on May the 1st to welcome in the summer. For the boys and men who sing in the choir, it's just one tradition amongst many others that stretch back to the 15th century and keep the choir at the heart of college life. Daniel Hyde is what's called the Informator Choristarum. Basically, he's in charge of the choir and its music.
Well, there's been a choir in some shape or form here since 1480. In its purest form, there are 16 boys who sing as choristers. They sing the treble part, the top line of music. And then we have 12 adults singing the three other parts of alto, tenor and bass. And they are students within the university. So undergraduates in the back row, if you like, and boys in the front row. And the choristers are educated at Magdalen College School, which was founded at the same time as the choir and can be seen just over the other side of the bridge from Magdalen College. It's a busy schedule when we're in term because we sing six services a week. So that's, if you like, six performances in the chapel. And of course, they have to be preceded by rehearsals. The boy choristers come before school, so they're here at 10 to 8 in the morning. And they have 50 minutes with a piano, and it's where they come and learn. They learn how to read the music, they learn how to sing it. And then they come back after they've finished the school day, they walk back over the bridge, and we rehearse in the chapel. That time it's with the adults as well. And then we have a service in the evenings at 6, but we also have a service on a Sunday morning. So it's a busy, busy time for them, but they love it. It's a way of life that has a rhythm about it that they get into and they're used to it. On the 1st of May here in Oxford, there are great celebrations, the beginning of summer, if you like. And it's been a tradition since early 16th century that the choir has gone up to the top of the Great Tower. And as the sun rises at 6 in the morning, the choir has sung madrigals. And there have been a few prayers said. And that is what we call May morning. So it's a tradition that we carry on to this day. It's a tradition that is very particular to Oxford and perhaps gives us a particular identity in comparison to Christchurch and New College. It's a Magdalen thing. There are usually about 3,000 people down in the street who have been partying most of the night, if not all night, and they gather, and it's the end of a long night out, you might say. It attracts a number of people who perhaps don't come for the music or for the celebrations, but perhaps want to jump in the river. And it's known more nationally as something that Oxford students jump in the river. I think that's a shame, really, because it's actually it's a much greater tradition than that. So it's something that's very Oxford. It's great on a sunny morning. The view is incredible, and we sing regardless.
If you'd like to hear the choir singing, the public is welcome to attend Evensong each day at 6 p.m. And if you'd like to explore inside the college and perhaps spot a Magdalen fallow deer, you can buy your tickets at the entrance. To hear more about the college itself, you can hear an interview with the college president, Professor David Clary, by following the options on your keypad.